Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up. All the details from today's markets coming up when we return right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, livestock futures were lightly traded in a mixed market with traders backing away from early week losses today. The lack of direction in the complex could bring some stability to the complex going into the holiday weekend. The corn prices were higher today. The stock market was higher. The Dow Jones and NASDAQ also higher today. Now, on live cattle futures, they were holding narrow gains about midday with little trade volume through most of the morning, but did finish on the higher side. This may continue to leave most traders out of the market through the rest of the session. Cash cattle markets remain slow to develop once again following the light trade that started to develop late on Tuesday. Even though feeder cattle futures remain mixed, the trading ranges have been widened to the widest price points of the trading session, with markets seen from 50 cents lower to 50 cents higher through the complex. The focus continues to be based on the movement in the cash cattle market through the end of the week. Now, the grain futures were posting some gains this morning and did finish higher today, with fairly steady buying overnight, part of a shift towards riskier bets by money managers around the world. The dollar is starting to soften a little, while other safe havens like bonds and gold again took it on the chin as stocks rose in Asia and Europe on the heels of yesterday's rally on Wall Street. The wheat prices were higher today, getting help from the soybean rally and concerns about weather. Rain forecast for the next 7 days could dump heavy amounts of rain over parts of Texas where wheat is ready for harvest. An official 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecasts out yesterday remain wet as well. Corn prices did firm after two-sided trade overnight, and that kept both old and new crop contracts to inside days today. July futures were trying to confirm yesterday's probe above their trading channel for the past month as more rains work into the growing region. And the soybeans were pacing the market once again, with bull spreading and meal buying again featured as momentum built late in the overnight session. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.